I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Muslim ladies from all around the world, welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite program. Well, this is Asma, at your service as the host. And just like always, we have Sister Zainab in here. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you so much.
So it's such a pleasure to be here with you again. There are some moments in life in which you feel so courageous, like you are a warrior. And there are some times in life in which it is good for you to feel the fear. Like there are some special situations that might get you in more of troubles. In those special situations, you have to be the one who fears the consequences. So, speaking of the quote of Imam Ali alayhi salam that we recently are searching and digging deep into, that talked about some special characteristics that are good to be attributed to a woman. One of those features and characteristics was fear. So it's good for a woman to feel fear, because being too courageous for a woman might lead into, fires.
It could lead into a situation which would be hard to handle. So that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says cowardice or fear is one of the good traits for women, but not a good one for men. And this is because, like, if she a coward, she is fearful, she is scared of anything that gets displayed before her. She will be frightened with everything that befalls her. And this fear mentioned in this hadith refers to the chastity of women, meaning that a woman must be cautious towards non-mahram, especially when with everything that befalls her.
Mm-hmm.
So this fear could not be said as, to be frightened, to be scary.
To be a coward person, exactly. A chicken-hearted.
You
no, it doesn't mean that.
You could use this synonymous with being cautious.
Yeah.
You know,
being protective.
Exactly. So when a woman has this trait, she can greatly, greatly enhance her personal safety, both in public and private settings.
Exactly. Yeah.
And now, with this trait, she avoids unnecessary risks.
Yes.
That may come your way, you know? You never know. If you don't have that cautious nature and that...
Even we can see that in movies and in TV series and in stories. There are many women that get into hard situations just because of a challenge. They had no part in it.
Exactly.
But they were challenged, and then just because they wanted to show that, I'm strong... I'm a warrior. They went into an unknown road that led to nowhere.
Exactly. So you end up yourself in a trouble by the end of the day.
And in too many regrets.
Exactly. By the end of the day. So you have to be very cautious not to invite those unnecessary risks, not to invite that trouble into your life, not to have that situation where you regret tomorrow. So also... this trait would also help you reduce your stress.
Yeah, just before you get into stress, let's go for a short break in order not to get stressed.
Yeah.
And then we'd be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Okay, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, dear ladies, this is your own studio. This is your program, Muslim Lady, and we're talking about some characteristics that are good to be seen in us as women. One of them is fear, and today we're talking about fear. It's good to be cautious, just as Sister Zainab mentioned it. Well, we do not say that you have to be chicken-hearted, and nobody would ask us to be like that. And even we have it in our Islamic history that there were women who were so bold and so brave, But at the very same time, in some special occasions, it's good for you to be not like fearful as in coward, but fearful as in just to be cautious about the consequences.
Exactly. So yeah, we were saying that it would help you reduce stress, this trait that Imam Ali Islam explained that this one is good for you. So by being, that fearful or having that cautious nature and taking extra care, basically, in your actions, you reduce the level of stress and anxiety that could come your way by minimizing the chances of making mistakes or putting yourself into difficult situations. Because you have now, kind of drawn a line for yourself as well, like your personality.
Exactly.
So you don't invite unnecessary trouble for yourself. And it could also help you protect from, physical harm, theft, fraud, or any other types of crimes that are so, so common in the society. So if you have that sense of fear within you, you would actually protect yourself with that sense as a woman. And
again, this feature has been recommended by Imam Ali alayhi salam to be seen in a woman, to be actually growing in a woman just because to protect her.
Again,
just
to
work
her.
As a shield to protect her from the possible harms that might get into her way.
Exactly. You know, all these three traits that we have been talking about, like showing arrogance and when she's in non-mahram, public or that kind of setting, and being fearful, being a miser, this all is showing the value of a woman or how she could protect herself, her family, and also others,
like from unnecessary problems.
Exactly, that could come her way unnecessarily. So this trait of being fearful would also encourages her to stay mindful, of surroundings.
Exactly.
Because that way, it increases your awareness and you're more focused, So, and over time, when you practice this, sense of, as a woman, I have this sense of fear where I am very cautious about any kind of thing. Like, it's not always coming out. It's always about, like, buying medicines, It's it could be about buying medicines. It could be about buying anything from the market. It could be related to your health. It could be related to your personal growth. It could be related to your mental growth. It could be related to your child's future.
Yeah.
Like, a mother really fears, will my son be fine in that school or not? She fears, will he be able to cross the road properly or not? If this fear did not exist, then the care would not come.
Exactly, yeah. This is a very important point.
So that care...
With fear comes the caring
characteristic
that you build in yourself.
Yeah, I also develops a discipline within her because when she acts with this cautious nature around her
she
family...
She sees the consequences for everything.
This cautious nature requires discipline. And when she practices this, it would intentionally... it could translate into other areas of life, like, work, relationship, and any other spheres of life, even health, like I mentioned.
Exactly.
So, and she tends to be now better equipped and she can handle, tough situations or unexpected challenges or setbacks that could come her way with this trait.
Exactly. And now we have a situation, which is we have to go for a break. So dear listeners, dear ladies, thank you for staying with us. Still be with us. Just let's go for a short break and then we'll be back. After all we talked about, there is something very important that I would like to add because I guess this is so much important to note. And I mention it in every episode that we're talking about the code that has been given to us by Imam Ali alayhi salam. And that important thing is the fact that you should not take his words literally. And just like the things you hear, you translate them just that way. No, these are not things you understand word by word, because, well, being arrogant, being a coward person, being a pompous person, and being stingy, these are not good adjectives to be added in front of anyone's name. But these are some protection strategies that are given by the wisest man to the Muslim ladies to care and protect themselves and to shield themselves from the coming possible dangers. So when we say you must have some sense of fear in yourself, we do not mean that you should be a coward person, because a coward mother is not going to bring about children who are so strong and so brave. And I already mentioned it in the very first part of today's episode that even in our Islamic history, we have these a growing list of mothers, of sisters that are so brave and so fearless. But the kind of brave and courage they show is the kind of courage that would identify the future of a nation, the future of entire community. So take that into mind. When we say fear, we mean fear in some situations that might have some consequences that would hurt you in future. And being coward totally is not a good and appreciated characteristic.
Right. And this trait that Imam Ali alayhi salam explains for women has to be taken into, as you said, you know, we have to read between the lines and
exactly.
contemplate it properly. So this is basically, it could help her to protect herself from danger and different threats or situations. Or whenever a woman is alone at home, her husband is not around or some caretaker is not around, this sense of fear could let her be more protective for herself or, you know, respond very quickly to the threats. And now also the sense of fear towards money could be very, very helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just fear in just terms of security only.
And by the way, when she fears, just at the moment when she starts to fear, she starts to bring about some new plots to figure out some new ways to get out of the, you know, the problem
situation
that they are getting into.
Right.
So whenever she feels that fear, she could do some wonders.
Right.
So this fear that must exist in a woman is a sort of fear that would make her more productive.
Exactly. And it would actually, I was saying, provide more financial stability.
Yeah.
Because if she is very cautious with and she fears overspending, she could be helpful in promoting financial stability mm-hmm. in the family, and she could prevent overspending and debt.
Exactly.
So she could be very, very productive here with this particular trait. But at the same time, if the same trait is seen in man, as Imam Ali alayhi salam said, this is not good in man, it could not be taken as a very good quality, because a man would be seen as a coward and really does not, you know, we would say it does not suit him,
exactly.
this trait. So because a woman sees man as her protector. So when this fear is in a man, she will no longer be able to see
that. That would be a misery. Well, a man must always be so strong-hearted, this person who is so courageous and shares that courageousness with other people.
Exactly. Otherwise, like the family he's mm-hmm. protecting, or someone who's living under his protection, they would feel anxiety and really stress-related
disorders. Exactly. So still we have to say that a woman must be courageous as well. But the thing that she needs to take into consideration is the fact that an excess of everything would be too bad for her.
Exactly.
So being coward is not something appreciated in a woman, but having a sense of fear that might protect you from the possible dangers is the best thing that you could build in your characteristics.
Yeah.
So thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you and shower you with His blessings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.